This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Welcome to episode 213 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world. In this episode, I wanted to plant a little seed in your head about how you can start to sell, especially online, even if you have no results, right? And this tends to happen to a lot of people, especially when they're getting started online. And it doesn't really matter what kind of product or industry they're selling in, whether you're selling, you know, a product in affiliate marketing or dropshipping or Amazon FBA, or you're selling a make money from home product or a crypto product, or maybe it's in a completely different niche like weight loss or marriage or motivation or spirituality. It could literally be anything. A lot of people think that when they start selling online, they have to provide proof that they've actually had those results in order to sell effectively, right? And so when I started in 2009, I had no results. You know, I've been in the make money space for the last 12, 13 years now. And when I first started in 2009, I had no results. I hadn't sold anything. I hadn't made any money. I hadn't made any profit. And in fact, I hadn't made any profit for a long time, from 2009 all the way to 2016. That's 8 years, right? And when I finally broke through in 2016, I realized that it had nothing to do with actually proving that you've made any results, okay, or you've had any results. It was more about your customers, okay, and their needs. And so I wanted to plant this seed in your head today, because a lot of people think that if you come online for the first time and you don't have any experience, you're brand new, you're a beginner, you're green behind the ears, that you're not able to have success unless you've had a certain result, which is actually not true at all, okay? So here's how this works, right? When you sell online, people actually don't care about you. They really care about them, all right? So if your focus is always on you, then you're not going to make any sales. But if you turn your focus and focus on your customer and their needs and their pain, and you can address all that and help them to solve their problems, then that's how they build this virtual relationship with you. That's how you get them to know, like, and trust you. And that's how they eventually buy from you. All right. So how do you do that? Well, it really isn't so much about the results that you've gotten. It's about how much you can help your potential customer, right? So let's just take, for example, the weight loss space, okay, for a lack of a better example. If somebody finds you online and they're overweight, you know, and maybe they've been struggling to lose weight for the last, you know, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, it could be anything, right? Because there's so much bad information out there. Diets are worse than ever. You know, a lot of people are still eating fast food. People don't understand how weight is actually lost over a period of time. So there's a lot of conflicting information, and you know, people that have a weight problem in general, or they've been trying to lose weight, this is a huge pain for them, right? Now, if they were to stumble across any of your content and you were able to address their pain right from the beginning. So when they watch your video or your piece of content, you start off by saying, listen, you know, have you ever felt like you've been trying to lose a lot of weight? You've been moving from one fad diet to another fad diet. You've been starving yourself. Maybe you've been running on the treadmill for 2 hours every single day in the gym. And for whatever reason, you can't seem to burn a single pound of fat. And you look exactly the same as you did, you know, 5 years ago. Well, I know exactly how you feel, because I was in exactly the same position. Or, you know, you don't even have to say that. You can just say, you know, I know exactly how you feel, because there are thousands of people all over the world that are in the exact same position. And so what you've done right there is, first of all, you've addressed their pain. Okay. So right at the beginning, they know that they're in the right place and they're talking to the right person, because they've tried all these things, right? And this is a very, very common problem in the weight loss industry. Now, obviously, you can use this exact formula for any industry. It could be the make money from home space. It could be the motivation space. It could be spirituality. It could be building relationships. It could literally be anything, right? But what you're doing is you're addressing their pain. So, you know, straight away, they know, okay, this person knows exactly how I feel. I'm in the right place, right? I should listen to them more. And then you transition into explaining to them why they've been making these mistakes, right? Or why they've been doing the wrong thing. Because running on a treadmill for 2 hours every single day isn't going to make you lose weight. Steady state cardio has been proven to be very ineffective for losing weight, okay? Which is why high interval exercise has become so popular over the last, you know, 5 years or so, right? if you're in the weight loss space, or you're, you know anything about losing weight, this is basically what's going on in the weight loss space. So running and jogging for an hour on the treadmill is a very bad way to lose weight, okay? So it's more about managing your diet, it's more about building muscle, and it's about doing high interval training, which allows you to create something called the afterburn effect, which allows you to burn calories even after you're not working out, okay? So when you're sleeping and things like that. And that's how I burnt a lot of calories, and that's how I eventually got a six pack. It's because I studied this and I understood, I finally learned how to really burn fat, right? And get into, you know, really good shape. So that's basically what you have to do. You have to address their pain right at the beginning. And then after that, you have to basically teach them what they really need to do in order to get the results. So you might say something like, a lot of people think that, you know, you have to run and jog for an hour every single every single day on the treadmill. But the reality is that doesn't make you lose weight. It just makes your body get very used to burning calories at a very consistent rate. Or it makes your body adapt to allowing you to run for long periods of time without burning that many calories, which means that you're not really going to lose weight. What you need to do instead is you need to build muscle. You need to build muscle because the bigger your muscles are, the more calories they burn naturally over time, right? Which means that you're going to naturally lose more weight because your body needs to burn more calories. So you need to build muscle. Another thing you need to do is you need to consume less calories than you need to burn every single day. So if you're in a deficit, you're gonna lose more weight. And then you need to implement high interval training because of the afterburn effect. And you can explain all that stuff, right? So what you're doing is you're creating aha moments. You're creating moments of realization which your particular audience has never ever heard before because they were not educated on that particular topic. Now what that does is when you create aha moments, when you wow them, right, it builds a bond online. Okay, now in that whole example that I just gave you, I never said that I lost 50 pounds. I never said, you don't have to say that. If I didn't mention that earlier, I apologize, right? But you don't even have to say that. And what's gonna actually happen is just by the delivery of your information and addressing their pain and giving them those aha moments, they're going to automatically perceive or think that you are the expert already. Does that make sense, right? Perception is reality, especially online. It's not that you're lying to them, you're not. All you're doing is you're just becoming an expert and you're just teaching them exactly what they need to learn in order to get the result that they want, right? And so you're just 100% focusing on them and you're delivering the information in a very confident and you're executing it in a really, really clean way. That's all, right? So if you're not confident and you don't execute the information properly, then they might feel that, maybe this person isn't the expert. But it's not difficult to do that. It just takes a little bit of practice, all right? Now, imagine if you were to do that in every single piece of your content. So now the person thinks that you are the expert in weight loss, right? They're getting a lot of value from you. You haven't necessarily said that you were, 200 pounds overweight and you lost 80 pounds or anything like that. You're just basically delivering great information. You're wowing them. You're making them think that, wow, I really have a lot to learn. And you're just building a virtual relationship with them, through the internet, right? And it's the same in every single industry, whether you're selling a financial planning program or a cryptocurrency investment program or stock trading program or affiliate marketing, it doesn't really matter because you don't ever really have to show your proof. You just need to teach them how it actually works, right? So for example, if we were doing an affiliate marketing example, right? Even if I didn't show anybody that I've made almost $1 million in sales, right? And I don't even have to say that. I could literally just say, this is the reason why 95% of affiliate marketers fail. And I could show them, I could talk about why affiliate marketers fail. And then I could show them on the flip side, if you do this, if you pick great products, if you pick, a suite of products that has a lifetime customer value of, $300 to $400, it's just gonna be so much easier for you to get into profit. If you pick the right products, if you, build out the right sales funnels, if you ask for the sale last and give value first, right? If you track your leads, if you, and blah, 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 right? Because I'm giving them real good information that hardly anybody gives in the industry, they're automatically going to perceive me as the expert, okay? So if you're thinking to yourself that you need to have results if you want to come online and be successful and sell any kind of product, you're actually wrong because that's not how online marketing works, right? And remember that every master was once a disaster. Just like me in 2009, up until 2016, I had no results. I mean, I had made a couple of sales here and there, But nothing to really write home about, right? And so when I finally broke through and I figured out that this is actually all you need to do is just add value, address people's problems, and then help them to solve those problems, focus on them and not on yourself, that is really the magic, and anybody can do that. Okay, literally anybody can do that. Anybody from any walk of life, anybody from anywhere in the world. If you figure out this formula, which I teach to thousands of people all over the world, this is really the formula to win and to build relationships with people online and sell any product or service that you want, even if you're an absolute beginner. Okay, so that's the seed that I want to plant in your head today. And the reason why I brought this up is because even though my program does teach this, it's still interesting that I have quite a few students that will reach out to me directly and they'll ask me, hey, Aaron, how am I supposed to sell to people online if I don't have any results yet, right? And this is exactly what I tell them. I say, continue going through the program. And you know, you'll see that when we set up inside, it's all about just addressing people's pains right at the beginning, giving them lots of value, teaching them, creating aha moments, and showing them what the real secret is to getting the results that they're trying to get. And that's how you build trust. That's how you build relationships virtually. And that's how people want to buy from you. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you had a massive aha moment today. And I hope that if you want to get started online, that you don't let this whole, you know, thing in the back of your head about having to have results before you even get started, get in your way, because it's such a fallacy, right? That's not how it works. It's all about the strategy that allows you to build relationships with people and focusing on them, not yourself, that will get you to your goals. I hope that makes sense, and I hope you got a ton of value today. I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.